you for listening to our favorite interviews. From Florida with Art is proud to present Mr. Hennessy Jackson. We talk about his scrap art and the best way to empty a whiskey bottle. Enjoy! Good morning and welcome to another episode of From Florida with Arts. I'm your host, George C. Sebastian. With me, as always, is my better half, my rock, Mickey St. John.
Mickey St. John!
How are you today?
Well, George, I'm doing great. I feel like a million bucks. I feel like chasing rainbows. How are you?
As always, I'm doing just fine.
Good, good, good.
Thank you, Mickey. We would like to take just a quick moment before we get to our guest to thank our sponsor, the Florida Arts Society, FLARTS, where Florida and arts come together. They have been gracious enough to purchase this 10 minutes of programming on 102.1 The Belch, where Mickey is one of our award-winning shock jocks on the morning show The Belch and Toonie.
I'm counting.
Today on the show, we have a Mr. Hennessy Jackson. Mr. Jackson is a trash collector of sorts, a scrap sculptor, as he describes it. Mr. Jackson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
Mr. Jackson, I understand that you began collecting cans for a living, but now you have become a renowned artist. Mr. Jackson, tell us more about your sculpture art.
Scrap art.
Scrap art, thank you.
Yeah, scrap art, that's what he said.
Please, tell us more.
I used to drive a bus, and as I was going along, I noticed a lot of just trash.
A lot of trash on the roadway. Yeah, I see it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can collect metal and get money for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I found more of an outlet in taking that trash and really creating something with it instead of just turning it in for money.
When you say you can turn in metal for money, is that any metal?
Aluminum's worth more.
Aluminum?
Aluminum is worth more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Aluminium.
Flat steel is just really cheap, but you can get a lot for copper and aluminum.
So what is your preferred junk? Well, what would you say is my junk muse? What are you most inspired by?
Keys.
Keys?
I'd find old keys. Anybody that has keys that they don't want anymore, I have them give them to me, and I have a very large sculpture that I add onto all the time.
Keys?
They like house keys?
They often say the doorway to the soul. Now, Mr. Jackson, I understand you are very concerned about the afterlife of machines. That pops up a lot in your work. I've seen it. I love it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand anything you're talking about.
The afterlife of machines. It strikes me as a comment upon where we are as a society, where we are as a culture. If machines are the humans, then there isn't an afterlife. Is that what you're trying to say in your work?
No, not at all. It's just art. There's no other meaning. I make cool stuff.
You know, I often wonder, does my blender have an afterlife?
No.
I mean, right now, I think the life is pretty great. Margaritas all around.
Yeah, but once it doesn't work anymore, you can turn it into all kinds of things.
What can you do with a machine?
What can't you do with a machine?
Is a machine really a machine if it doesn't work anymore?
No, it's just a hunk of metal. But you can turn that hunk of metal into art.
A hunk of metal. Mr. Jackson, you continue to astound me. Were you a fan of the movie Terminator?
No.
Me neither.
I love that movie!
So when we talk about the significance of waste, because this is something that many, many of the scrap artists that I know.
How many do you know, George?
I know three.
You know three? Three!
Well, two.
Hold on, you know Lenny?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he's a good guy.
I like Lenny a lot.
His work is a little off, but
I would say so. I would say so. Mr. Hennessy, I thank you so much for coming in today. The significance of waste is very important to me. Mr. Hennessy, in one of your pieces, specifically I'm speaking about Nights Over the Horizon, you use mostly empty glass bottles. And I noticed, and I don't know if everybody noticed this or not, they're mostly whiskey bottles. Is that a reflection on society?
It's more a reflection on me.
Yeah. Nice. So what's the best way to empty a whiskey bottle, then?
Slowly, if you like it.
Oh, boy! I like this guy!
Oh, Mickey.
So what's your favorite kind of whiskey there, Hennessy? Is it Hennessy?
It's not Hennessy.
Oh, that's not a whiskey either.
I do enjoy bourbon more than I enjoy scotch. Mm-hmm. I don't like peaty, and I don't like smoky.
See, I do enjoy a good smoke with my whiskey. I'm talking about cigars.
Oh, Mickey.
So, really, so you're a bourbon guy. You're a bourbon guy. You're a bourbon guy. What kind of bourbons do you like?
I like Eagle Rare.
Ooh, that's my favorite. I love it.
Bell Mead is a staple.
Bell Mead, yeah. Gotta have that in the cabinet. Oh, yeah.
Then I do enjoy some Elmer T. Lee.
Elmer T. Lee. Now, see, I have not had Elmer T. Lee.
Delicious.
Delicious.
My grandfather was named Elmer.
Elmer T. Lee. Where is that? Is that from Kentucky or Tennessee?
It is from Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, I heard you can get whiskey made in Kentucky, but you can't drink the whiskey made in Kentucky in Kentucky. Is that right?
I have never heard that.
I could have just been drunk.
Okay.
That's... I often enjoy a wine spritzer.
So...
What's your favorite scotch?
My favorite scotch? Lately, I've been really into Aardberg.
Okay.
A buddy of mine gave that to me for my birthday, and it was not George. Very tasty stuff. But I tend to like my scotches a little smoky, a little peaty.
And that's all the time we have on From Florida with Arts. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson, for joining us. I think that you and Mickey have a lot of whiskey in common.
That's not as funny as you think it is, George.
Hi, I'm Hennessy Jackson, your local scrap sculptor. Thank you for tuning in to From Florida with Arts.